Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Because mountainous terrain can be cold and harsh, experts long believed that ancient people avoided alpine areas. Kevin Walsh, senior lecturer in archaeology at the University of York, sheds light on new findings that are altering those old assumptions.
Continuous, often laborious and physically demanding research in the zones above 2,000 meters in the Ukraine National Park in the French Alps has radically changed our understanding of the last 9,000 years of human activity and environmental change in these high-altitude areas. Traditionally, high-altitude zones were perceived as at best challenging, at worst unviable for sustained human activity. The results of our work, founded on archaeological excavations and studies of ancient vegetation patterns, have demonstrated the following trends. As soon as the glaciers started their retreat, hunter-gatherer groups started to move into these areas, with many camps dated to about 9,000 years ago. During the Neolithic and the Bronze Age, when farming took hold from about 6,000 years ago, people continued to use the high-altitude areas for hunting, whilst farming took place towards the valley bottoms. During the Bronze Age, about 4,000 years ago, pastoralism developed, with shepherds bringing their animals to the high-altitude areas during the summer, and probably burning areas of forest to create new openings. Although the Roman period is characterized by phases of climatic amelioration after the deterioration of the Iron Age, the increase in human activity that is seen in low-lying areas is not reflected at high altitude. The medieval period, including the Little Ice Age, the 16th to 19th centuries, witnessed a steady increase in human use of these landscapes. Despite the supposed inclement nature of the Little Ice Age, human activity achieved its zenith, and the combination of people and climate produced the open and anthropic landscape that we see today.
That was Kevin Walsh of the University of York.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.